Welcome back to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. It's Thursday, July 15th, and I'm your host, Stephanie Maltrich. We are closing in on the final day of the KDLG pledge drive. Call us at 907-842-5281 or 907-842-1670 or go to kdlg.org to donate. The drive ends tomorrow. In other news, Ugashit continues to shine in Bristol Bay. Yesterday, the district was the winner in both harvest and escapement. The total bay-wide run is now quickly approaching last year's season total, with only a million shy at 56.8 million fish. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Coming up on the show, the state released its report that sums up 2020 sockeye prices.
You know, certainly last year's 70 cent base price started things off at a much lower starting point. And because of the pandemic and things were so uncertain, I think, you know, we kind of understand why there was such a conservative price paid up front last year, given all the factors.
We'll hear more from Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Association's Andy Wink to learn more about what this data means. Tim Sands, Westside Area Management Biologist, talks about his expectations through the end of the season.
Oh, there's lots of speculation on how high it's going to go. I saw FRI said 66 million. You know, I'm not worried about it. I think the new Chagak is going to end up somewhere above 27.
Everyone has been enjoying the sunnier days and warmer weather, but those days won't stick around for long.
The good news is this kind of not-so-stormy weather pattern is going to persist for a few more days, but early next week, we're going to get back into a procession of storms moving across the Aleutian Southern Bering Sea and through Bristol Bay.
We'll chat with climate scientist Rick Toman. Those conversations and more on today's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Keeping with tradition, we'll start with the numbers. The total bay-wide run hit 56.8 million yesterday, and that's roughly a million shy of last year's season total of 57.8 million. Daily harvest in the bay hit 1.5 million fish yesterday, which pushed the total harvest to just over 35 million fish. 4 million more fish, and we'll be at last year's total. 786,000 fish swam upriver yesterday thanks to Ugashik's massive run. The district contributed to almost half of the bay's escapement. That brings the season total escapement to 21 million so far, 3 million more than last year's total of 19 million. And we'll start, like always, on the west side. Yesterday's harvest in the new Chagak district was down just a bit with 353,000 fish. The season total so far is 16.8 million. The district continues to blow last year's total harvest out of the water. New Chagak drift nets hauled 81% of yesterday's catch, with 12% going to set nets. Unspecified gear accounted for 4%, while Igushik set netters hauled in 3%. Escapement increased a little bit yesterday as 165,000 fish swam upriver. Total escapement in the New Chagak is just over 9 million fish. Sockeye in the New Chagak River picked up a bit yesterday with 49,000 fish swimming by the sonar. The sockeye season total is now 4.5 million. Daily Chinook runs continue to teeter-totter. Yesterday, they were on the up with 1,600 fish. The Chinook season total is now 52,000. Daily chum runs are keeping consistent, albeit down a bit yesterday at 2,200 fish. The chum sum is now 120,000. Wood River's escapement stayed consistent with almost 95,000 fish. That puts the total escapement at 3.9 million fish. As of this morning, 29,400 fish have passed the tower. And on to the Igushik River. Escapement in the Igushik saw another decline yesterday as 21,762 fish passed the counting tower. That puts the cumulative run at 705,000. As of this morning, 4,300 fish swam through. Harvest in Togiak was relatively the same, coming in at 26,000 fish. The season total broke the 200,000 fish barrier at 202,000. Daily escapement hit 8,800 fish yesterday, bringing the season total to 58,600 fish. Now for the east side. Naknek Kwejek's daily harvest came in at 393,000 fish. That puts the season total at almost 7.3 million fish. Naknek Kwejek drift nets hauled in 73% of the catch, while Naknek set nets brought in 14%, and 13% went to Kwejek set nets. Yesterday's escapement in the district came to 219,000 fish. The escapement so far this season comes to 9.3 million, which is the largest in the bay. Let's look at that by river. Alagnak River escapement came to 62,500, which pushed the season total in that river to 2.6 million fish. Kwejek River escapement was 82,000 fish to put the season total at 4.2 million. Last but not least, 75,000 fish swam up the Naknek River. Total escapement is now 2.5 million fish. Harvest in Egigik was down by roughly 100,000 fish yesterday, with a daily catch of 304,000. The season total so far is 7 million. Drift nets hauled in 84% of the catch, while 16% went to set nets. Daily escapement was pretty consistent, with nearly 37,000 fish. The total run in Egigik is now 1.6 million. Over to Ugashik now. Ugashik ends a three-day 600,000-plus harvest streak, but still leads the bay with its daily catch. Ugashik fleets harvested 481,000 fish, pushing the season total to over 3.6 million. Drift nets hauled 87% of the catch, while 13% went to set nets. Escapement was off the charts, with 356,000 fish swimming upriver. Ugashik's total season escapement now sits at nearly 782,000 fish. Escapement in the Chignik River came to 14,000 sockeye, bringing the season total to 290,000. 30 Chinook also passed through the weir yesterday. That total is now 359 fish. As of 9 a.m. this morning, 24 more sockeye passed the weir, along with 12 Chinook. Out in Area M, 100,000 sockeye were harvested. The total escapement is now 5.2 million. The chum catch was low, with 31 fish yesterday. The seasonal chum sum comes to 909,000. 18 kings were harvested yesterday. The season total for them remains at around 5,000. No pinks or cohos were harvested yesterday. The total run for pinks so far is 3.4 million and 9,400 coho. And now for the update out of the Port Muller test fishery. Station 2 caught 0 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 3 in the 5 1/8. The catch index is 8. Station 4 reported no catch. Station 6 caught 8 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 2 in the 5 1/8. The catch index is 30. Station 8 caught 12 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 6 in the 5 1/8. The catch index is 60. Station 10 caught 21 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 9 in the 5 1/8. The catch index is 78. Station 12 caught 3 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 1 in the 5 1/8. The catch index is 11. And now we'll end with vessel registrations. These registrations are for Thursday, July 15th to Saturday, July 17th at 9 a.m. Where are people going? Let's take a peek. There's currently 234 vessels registered in Egigik with 77 D boats. That number will remain the same through Saturday. In the Naknek Kwejek, there are 531 vessels in the water. 140 of those are D boats. That will jump to 534 vessels on Saturday, but D boats will remain the same. In the Nooshigak, there's currently 269 vessels and 75 D boats. That decreases to 268 vessels on Saturday. 75 of those will be D boats. In Ugashik, 240 vessels are registered in the district. 100 of those are D boats. That takes the largest jump of any district on Saturday to 276 vessels, 111 of which are D boats. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with you here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report in a moment.
Support for KDLG comes from Crowley, proudly fueling business and industry across Alaska, including Bristol Bay Fisheries, with a full range of commercial marine fuels and on and offshore fueling. Details at crowley.com/Bristol Bay.
And we're back. Thanks for tuning in tonight. The state of Alaska released preliminary estimates for final Bristol Bay sockeye prices harvested in the 2020 season. Today, I chatted with Andy Wink, Executive Director of Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, to learn a little more about what these numbers mean and why they are important. So you said the key takeaway from last year's prices is that Bristol Bay processors retained more value than ever before after deducting payments to fishermen. Can you talk a little about why that was and also explain what net processing revenue means?
Yeah, sure. I think I'll start with the definition of net processing revenue first. So we often hear fishermen asking, you know, how much of the fishery value do we get and how much do processors get? And in order to answer that question, we really needed to find a way to compare apples to apples, you know, as best we could. And so ex vessel value, which is the payments from processors to fishermen, is essentially the total revenue that fishermen earn. And so the processor equivalent would be the value of their total sales for Bristol Bay sockeye products in this case, less payments to fishermen. And so that's what we dubbed as net processing revenue. And it really just deducts the ex vessel value of the fish, the raw material, from the first wholesale value of sales. You know, to your point, to your question about why was that figure so much higher in 2020? I mean, the simple reason when you look at the data is that the total first wholesale sales were only down 5%, which works out to about $20 to $30 million. But the ex vessel value and the payments to fishermen for Bristol Bay sockeye fell by about $135 million. You know, and that's based on preliminary data, which we believe will be end up pretty close to final when Fish and Game finalizes it. So the real question there then is, well, why did ex vessel payments fall so much last year, you know, compared to 2019? And, you know, certainly last year's 70-cent base price started things off at a much lower starting point. And because of the pandemic and things were so uncertain, I think, you know, we kind of understand why there was such a conservative price paid up front last year, given all the factors. And then, you know, many companies after the season and into the spring, especially in the spring, did pay out substantial retro payments. But as far as why those didn't go even higher, it probably has a lot to do with factors such as higher operating costs due to COVID, as well as really poor salmon runs elsewhere that maybe just didn't leave as much profit left over as we maybe typically would have seen in past years, the way things kind of shake out. So, you know, really at the end of the day, it's a market where processors pay what they think they have to pay to get fish and secure their supply. And that's driven by market conditions. The more valuable the products are at retail and wholesale, the more that there's going to be, you know, the more that there should be competition for those fish. And if there's, you know, if there's not as much competition, then over time, you know, different companies will get into it, or other ones will be, you know, become more competitive. But I think that's kind of what we saw play out in 2020.
Thank you, Andy Wink, for chatting with us today on the Fish Report. The state of Alaska releases data 3 times a year. The next round is due out this fall. Baywide, the 2021 season is within striking distance of last year's total run, and there are still 2 more weeks to go. The 2021 forecast was around 51 million fish, but the total run has exceeded expectations with nearly 57 million fish as of yesterday. With the exception of Ugashik, most districts are winding down, but with the large run this season, it's anyone's guess what the final count will be. Westside Area Management biologist Tim Sands says he's satisfied with the season so far.
Oh, there's lots of speculation on how high it's going to go. I saw FRI said 66 million. You know, I'm not worried about it. I think the Nooshigak is going to end up somewhere above 27, and my focus is on the Nooshigak. There's, you know, somewhere between a million and 3 million left fish. Here's what people are guessing at.
A baywide run of 66 million fish would be the largest run in recorded history. Sand says while he thinks a few days of good fishing remain, he's unsure if it's going to be a record year.
We've already started tailing off, obviously, because we had million plus days for days in a row. And then we dropped down, you know, below a million. We had a couple days at 500,000. Yesterday we were just, you know, 350 or so. So that seems like we'll kind of keep dropping down, but we might have, you know, 1 or 2 days of pop back up.
He says the numbers may continue to drop. The data from Port Muller Test Fishery will keep him on his toes through the weekend.
You know, we're all really curious to see what happens with that Port Muller index that happened on the 11th. You know, they had a really big index on July 11th. In my mind, those fish would be here on the 18th-ish. Genetics showed 22% of that was Nooshigak fish, so real curious to see what kind of volume that represents.
The weekend will tell if the fish are heading to the Nooshigak for one final run. Sands says as the sockeye season winds down, the department will transition to managing the coho fishery sometime in the next 2 weeks. The sunshine we've had this past week sadly isn't here to stay. Enjoy it through the weekend knowing some rain is on the way. I did not mean to rhyme there. Whoops. Climate specialist Rick Toman has the update.
So as we talked about last week, we have moved out of the very stormy pattern that Bristol Bay had been in. Lots of low cloud and fog around, though, not unexpected with this warm air aloft. That happens when you get the warm air over the comparatively cold waters of the Bering Sea. But areas that have broken out of the clouds, like Dillingham today, have enjoyed some milder weather. The good news is this kind of not-so-stormy weather pattern is going to persist for a few more days, but early next week, we're going to get back into a procession of storms moving across the Aleutian Southern Bering Sea and through Bristol Bay. Doesn't look like any individual storm will be particularly strong at this point, and there'll be a day or two in between storms, but our kind of our break in the significant stormy weather is going to be coming to an end after this weekend.
Okay, so we should soak up the rays of sunshine while we can, knowing we've got some rain on the way.
Yep, absolutely. Rain will return most likely later Monday or Tuesday, but then at least through most of next week, looks like there'll be episodes of rain. It is August, not terribly unexpected.
What will the wind be like with those?
At this point, we don't anticipate a return of winds that we saw at times earlier this month and in late June. But depending exactly where you're at in relation to the terrain out on the water, of course, you can get those locally strong winds. But I do want to emphasize, it does look like these will be transitory systems. So even if the winds are strong where you're at, they're not likely to persist for more than 6 to 12 hours.
Great. Well, thank you, Rick. As always, it's so essential and important for us to hear about the weather from you. We want to thank Rick for his donation during our pledge drive this week. I asked Rick why he chose to support KDLG and public radio.
So KDLG provides vital information to the Bristol Bay region and supporting community radio in rural Alaska is so important to me. And that's why I support KDLG.
Thank you so much, Rick. We'll end the stories today on the show with a special treat. Dillingham musician Teresa Duncan stopped by the studio today to share a few songs about fish, Dillingham, and the joys of rural Alaskan life. Teresa, tell us a little bit about why you're here today playing a song.
I'm here today playing a song because KDLG is my radio station. Since I retired a few years back and I don't have TV, KDLG is my entertainment and it's my music entertainment. And for all those musicians out there, if you're not listening to those great programming, you need to look them up and find them. There's a multitude of programs. Bay Whalen Hour is done by Wendy Laddick, my good musician friend. And she's been doing it for 25 years, and I've been listening for all that time and was in Dillingham even more. So I've been here 30 years and appreciate KDLG because what would we do without this radio station? It's pretty amazing. And all these music programs, West Coast Live, Arctic Cactus Hour, Every Little Thing, Mountain Stage, Acoustic Accents, World Cafe, Dead Air, Deeper Cuts, Women in Music. There's just a plethora of excellent programming with music that we would not normally get to hear because we're where we live. So KDLG brings all of that to us for free. Please, please, please donate to this fund drive. It's a great asset to our community, and we've got to keep a radio station here and being well informed. And I'm here to play a song today, one that I wrote about Alaskans and about salmon, and what more could we ask for in Bristol Bay? So I'd like to play this song. Alaskans like to smoke, smoke, smoke. Alaskans like to smoke, 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 smoke their salmon. Even if there were no moose or caribou, there'd be no famine. Summertime is filled with work, 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 busy freezing and canning. Alaskans like to smoke, smoke, 3 days smoke their salmon. Looking forward to the long sunsets and the boat in the water. Nets are mended and pure ropes are knotted and sure. Engines humming with a steady purr. Looking out across Bristol Bay sets their spirits to laughing. When the tide rolls on in with the wind as its friend, we smile and catch wild salmon. Alaskans like to smoke, 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 smoke their salmon. Even if there were no moose or caribou, there'd be no famine. Summertime is filled with work, 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 busy freezing and canning. Alaskans like to smoke, smoke, 3 days smoke their salmon. Bristol Bay has the world's best kings, crowning us with their glory. Fishing boats, beaming reds, canneries seal the dead. Spawners make it to the river bed. Sockeye travels to the marketplace, and the whole world is clapping. So keep the water this pure and the fish run secure, so we can share our salmon. Alaskans like to smoke, 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 smoke their salmon. Even if there were no moose or caribou, there'd be no famine. Summertime is filled with work, 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 busy freezing and canning. Alaskans like to smoke, smoke, 3 days smoke their salmon. Alaskans like to smoke, 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 and eat smoked salmon.
Support comes from Bristol Bay Events, providing event equipment rentals and services to the Dillingham area for any size event in and outdoors. Online at bristolbayevents.com or 843-1633.
That is just about it for tonight's show. We'll take you out with the weather and some messages to the fleet. All right, the marine area forecast for Bristol Bay this evening. We have winds at 20 knots, seas at 3 feet. Tomorrow, Friday, we have winds at 20 knots, seas at 3 feet. And tomorrow night, west winds, 20 knots, seas at 4 feet. And sorry, those other ones were also west winds. And from Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, tonight we have variable wind, 10 knots, except northwest, 15 knots from Port Muller east, seas 2 feet. Tomorrow, Friday, northwest wind, 15 knots, seas at 3 feet. And tomorrow night, northwest winds, 15 knots, seas at 3 feet. And a quick look at the tides. At Clark's Point in Nooshigak Bay, high tide will be at 8.05 p.m. at 15.31 feet. And over at the Naknek River entrance, high tide will be at 7.39 p.m., 15.57 feet. And over at the Egagik River entrance, high tide is happening right now, 6.28 p.m. at 12.24 feet. And we'll end with some messages to the fleet. We have several birthdays today. To Ben Bakker of On Board the Bad Whiskey. Happy birthday, Ben. Love you. Hope you're having a great, profitable, safe season. Beware the Kraken. Love Mom, Dad, and Daniel. Happy birthday to Paul Jones on the Whiskey Creek out in Bristol Bay with lots of love from Salt Lake City. Happy 10th birthday to Colbin Ahrens on the shores of Ekuk. We love you, love your family. And to the fishing vessel Maverick, stay safe, only 5 more times, smiley face emoji. Thank you for tuning in tonight, whether you are at home or at sea. As a reminder, we will wrap up our pledge drive tomorrow. If you love what you hear, consider making a donation. We have some cool swag for donors like coffee mugs, water bottles, and koozies. I want to say thank you to the Stormy crew who called in today from the waters of the bay. Thank you so much for donating. And also a shout out to my mom in Colorado. She's tuned in to listen to countless fish reports this summer, and she decided to make a donation in support of the great stories we produce every day. Thanks, Mom. And taking us out tonight, we'll do one more song from Teresa Duncan. Thank you again, Teresa, for visiting us in the studio today. I'm Stephanie Maltrich. Good night, good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow.
Oh, lucky me, I got another sunset smile. A soul hearty party and brilliant freestyle. Drumming with the snipe and croaking with the frogs, yelping at the moon and yipping with my dog. With a grin so wide you got to wonder what it's all about. Makes me laugh, snort, chortle, whistle, sing and dance all out. It does. Rich folk are doing what they're seeing tonight. Can't imagine feeling better or enjoying them a glorious sight. With an attitude of gratitude, I'm feeling quite grand. One look at my face and you might understand. With a grin so white, you got to wonder what it's all about. Makes me laugh, snort, chortle, whistle, sing and dance all out. It doesn't matter if you can see in, as long as I can see out. You got to wonder what it's all about. Makes me laugh, snort, chortle, whistle, sing and dance all out. It doesn't matter if you can see in, as long as I can see out. The story of my view is that I realize friends share my vision with compromise. Well, there's no better place to pass the time away. happiness display to finish the day. With a grin so wide, you got to wonder what it's all about. Makes me laugh, snort, chortle, whistle, sing, and dance all out. It doesn't matter if you can see in, as long as I can see out. Oh, lucky me, I got another sunset smile.